to deal. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. It appears the compromise debt ceiling bill that was agreed to over the weekend has enough support to get it to a vote on the House floor.
The bill requires a delicate bipartisan cocktail of votes to pass. But there's bipartisan opposition. Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says Democrats will hold up their end of the bargain.
We also are committed to making sure occurs that the House Republicans keep their promise to produce at least 150 votes, period, full stop.
That means at least 68 Democrats must vote yes, but GOP votes could be on thin ice. The House Rules Committee is now prepping the bill for the floor. It appears to have enough support to get out of committee for a Wednesday night vote.
Fox's Chad Pergam on Capitol Hill. Just over 2 years in prison for a Pennsylvania restaurant owner who screamed death threats at then-House Speaker Nancy Pelosi during the Capitol riot. Prosecutors say 55-year-old Pauline Bauer was near Pelosi's office when she yelled at police to bring Pelosi out so the mob could hang her. The trial underway for the man accused of gunning down multiple people in a Pittsburgh synagogue in 2018.
Prosecutors have charged Pittsburgh area truck driver Robert Bowers. He's 50 years old. It is a federal death penalty case. They say Bowers hated Jewish people and vowed to kill as many as he could. In his online postings, he said, quote, Jews are committing genocide against my people, and, quote, they are evil creatures.
Fox's Eric Shawn. A California appeals court has ruled that Leslie Van Houten, who took part in the 1969 killings of grocer Lino LaBianca and his wife Rosemary in their home at the direction of Charles Manson, should be paroled. California Attorney General Al Bonta could ask the California Supreme Court to stop her release. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A twist in the trial of Nima Momemi, who has been charged in the murder of Cash App CEO Bob Lee.
Momemi's high-profile attorney, Paula Canny, quit the case, citing a conflict of interest. Among other things, she had wanted more time to prepare, while her client wanted his day in court as soon as possible. Cracks opened wider when, according to a source close to the case, Momemi's family refused to pay Canny her legal fees. Nima Momemi has hired a new lawyer, and everyone is back in court on June 13th to set a new date for a preliminary hearing. In San Francisco, Claudia Cowan, Fox News.
A federal court ruling has cleared the way for OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma to settle thousands of legal claims over the toll of opioids. The Circuit Court of Appeals in New York overturned a lower court ruling from 2021 that found bankruptcy courts did not have the authority to protect members of the Sackler family who own the company and who have not filed for bankruptcy protection. That is at the heart of Purdue's plan to settle thousands of lawsuits in a deal that would include $5.5 billion to $6 billion from Sackler family members. Delta has been slapped with a lawsuit regarding its carbon neutral status.
A consumer class action lawsuit has been filed against the airline, claiming that it inaccurately billed itself as the world's first carbon neutral airline and should pay damages. The complaint in federal court in California accuses the airline of relying on carbon offsets that were largely bogus. Several years ago, Delta announced plans to go carbon neutral, pledging $1 billion to mitigate all greenhouse gas emissions from its business worldwide over the next next decade. According to the lawsuit, those claims are positively false. The airline has not issued a comment on the suit.
Fox's Hillary Barsky, Wall Street. The Dow lost 50 points. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.